Gull Central Victoria. That is Paul Kelly and the Colour Girls and Sweet Guy for your Thursday drive home. Hello, it's Daniel with you. Hey, we've got news coming up for you at 5 o'clock. After 5, your chance to win some cash when we play the secret sound. But right now,
it's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
And a man who is very hard to catch, but always good to chat to, is Shane Stevens. How you doing, mate?
I'm good, Daniel. Just knocked off work, so, all better now.
Oh, listen, here you go. I've just knocked off work.
Good for some people, Daniel.
Well, having said that, now you're probably going to spend the next half an hour, 40 minutes, maybe even a couple of hours trying to catch a fish. I'm guessing, only a guess.
No, not at all. No. I'll go and spend some time with the family, and then they'll chalk up a few brownie points so I can go out maybe on Friday night or Saturday morning.
Oh, look, listen to you go. Just a regular sweetheart.
Absolutely.
All right, Shane, let's get into some fishing talk. Murray Cod, season opening soon?
Yeah, very, very, very soon. Daniel, next week, in fact, the Murray Cod season is closed from the 1st of September to the 30th of September to allow the cod to breed. So, obviously, next week we've got the opening of the cod season. I'm sure there's a lot of anglers in and around Central Victoria that are getting all the gear prepped up this weekend in readiness for that. So, just a timely reminder to know all your rules and regulations. Know that you do have a bag limit of Murray cod and also a size limit. So, not allowed to keep a cod under 55 centimetres or over 75 centimetres. So the only size cod you're allowed to keep is between 55 and 75 centimetres. So make sure that you know and understand that. A lot of people will be getting the boats out and all that, so make sure you do have all your safety equipment, because I'm sure that Fisheries Victoria and also Water Police will be out checking licences, all safety equipment. But make sure you've got all your gear on your trailers right. So your bearings, all those things, your lights, your spare tyre pumped up is a big one. So have all that stuff ready. I'm sure that those guys that look forward to the cod opening every year will already have those things ticked off. But just a timely reminder there, Daniel.
So it was 55 to 75 centimetres?
Yes. Yep. So that's a fair lump of fish. So I'm sure that I'd be happy if I could go and catch a 55 to 75 centimetre cod.
Oh, well, the way you're going with your photos you put up on Facebook, you've been catching everything. So I'm sure you'll get one very soon. Hey, Golden Tag, can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so people or the anglers may remember earlier in the year after the devastating bushfires in Gippsland and also northeast Victoria, Fisheries Victoria introduced the Golden Tag competition. And what they did was tag a lot of fish in rivers and also in the estuaries of Gippsland and also in the rivers of northeast Victoria. And some of those fish that were tagged, there was X amount of fish that were worth $10,000 each. And then subsequently, there was fish that were worth $2,000 each. So if you caught one of those fish that were tagged, you certainly had had a good time. And because of COVID, that was suspended. Now it's been opened up again. And what they did do was Fisheries Victoria did release some more fish and some in and around the Central Victorian region, some trout and some cod. And I did see one there at Lake Purrumbete last weekend, a nice brown trout that was caught. Nice fish to catch, but also $10,000 with that. So if you want to hop on the Victorian Fisheries Authority website, which is just vfa.vic.gov.au, you can see all the details of which waterways have been stocked with these tagged fish. So not just freshwater, they're also saltwater species and those sorts of things. There was a way to get anglers and encourage people to head back to those areas that have been devastated by the fires. But over the COVID period, everywhere has been pretty much devastated, I would suggest. So they've jumped back on board. So certainly I wouldn't mind going out and catching a fish and being a lucky recipient of either $10,000 or $2,000 as well, Daniel.
I can just imagine, you know, you're just out there just for a typical Sunday afternoon, just putting a line in, and all of a sudden you catch one of these fish with a little tag on it and it says you've won $10,000. It'd be like, yeah, sure. And then all of a sudden you realise that, $10,000, that'd be pretty nice just to catch a fish, I reckon.
I reckon I might have the day off, Daniel. Monday.
Oh, just Monday. Gee, you're generous. And I've got a listener question for you, Shane, but, you know, it's not going to be a hard question, so don't stress too much. Shane Stevens talking fishing with us this afternoon. But where are we going to catch a fish this weekend, mate?
Yeah, certainly. Now, my dad, this is hot off the press. My dad's been up the Murray River this week at Kundrel. And even though it's not Murray cod season, he has been catching some lovely Murray cod, which has obviously returned to the water. So that's on the Murray River at Kundrel. They were been catching the cod on cheese and also worms. Cairncurran Reservoir, I've seen some nice cod being caught once again out of season, but they're being released on spinnerbaits. And for those guys that do like to chase trout, Tuller Reservoir, lovely brown and rainbow trout. So I reckon I might sort of sneak up there Saturday morning at about 5 o'clock. I reckon that's a good one for me. And also Lake Wendaroo and Moorabool Reservoir around Ballarat have been producing some rainbow and brown trout as well. So it's going to be pretty warm, so I'd suggest over the next few days either target early mornings or evenings to head out and try and catch a fish.
And just finally, our listener question, Shane, very easy one. Comes from Bill, who's up on the Murray at the moment as we speak. You might have just That's answered that particular done. Question. He said, I'm trying to catch a fish, and all he's been catching at the moment is a cold. And I've been sending him messages saying, look, maybe you need to use some bait just for a little bit of tongue-in-cheek because I don't know much about fishing. So can you help out Bill, who's sitting up on the Murray at the moment, with some tips as to how to catch a fish? Because at the moment, yep, as I said, all he's catching is a cold.
Yeah, look, I think Bill either needs to either use some good bait, so either some fresh worms, some shrimp if he's able to get some, cheese. My dad, as I mentioned, he's caught plenty of fish this week on cheese. So, and maybe just target some areas where there's maybe a tree stump or a tree, fallen tree that's gone into the water, because the cod and also yellows like to hang around structures. So target those areas, get some good baits out there, and I reckon that Bill will be able to catch a fish up there for sure. And hopefully he does.
Hey, Shane, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. We will all do it again next week in our regular time.
Cheers, Daniel.